BJ and Jamie.
Howdy ho! Howdy ho! No, I'm not calling anybody a hoe. It's the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Good morning from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. It's free. And you'll get the podcast there later on today. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm fighting the urge not to give little Debbie silly poopy before Christmas.
It's tough, isn't it?
Because it got delivered yesterday, yeah. And it started to talk before I even got it out of the package.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, she's going to have so much fun with this.
I know. I'm the same way. That if I buy somebody something for Christmas at the house, being my wife or Frog or whomever, I want to give it to them early.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, man. I just don't like to hide it. I don't like to keep it away. I want them to get that gratitude now.
And you know they're just going to have a great time. Especially if it's a gift that they love.
Well, you better hang on to your silly poopy there, pal. That's my advice to you.
I'll try.
Yeah, I mean, because Christmas isn't that long away. You want those gifts, right?
But it's also a little far away.
Yeah, but she's only two.
I know.
It's only two. I mean, I think you can pull this one off. Good morning, Spadell. Sorry, Spadell. I got to turn you up.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
How are you doing? You got
doing
a silly poopy problem?
No, I don't have a silly poopy problem.
Just thought I'd ask. Yeah. Did you guys see that video of that house that exploded? Now, it had nothing to do with silly poopy. The house that exploded in Ohio?
No,
holy moly. There's nothing left but the foundation.
Really?
Yeah, the only reason I think of that is because I have workers in my house. Somebody was putting in a heating system in this house. Kablooey!
Oh, wow. Oh,
wow. Yeah, the picture's insane.
Nuts.
It's literally a
That's
hole
from
in the
a
ground.
Heating system? Was it like a gas leak or something?
The guy, the guy had a heating problem. He should have called Steel Bros.
Yeah.
Heating and air, right? But he called some company that came out there and they were working on his furnace. According to the story I read. Now, there might be updates on it.
So was there a gas leak?
I have no idea what he did. I don't know if he lit up a cigarette.
Yeah.
But he comes running. I don't know how he got out of there.
Seriously.
That's crazy.
He comes running out of the house. He's covered in insulation. It's flying all in the air. It's crazy.
That video's crazy.
The house literally explodes like a bomb.
Nuts.
Wow. Woo! Man, oh, man. Yeah, it's just amazing. Just amazing to see this video. How are you doing Jamie?
I have bears.
A bear? Oh,
you know
I saw your bear.
Oh, my gosh. What's funny is they know what day is trash day.
Yeah, they do.
I'm convinced.
Because that's when they come out.
Yeah, that's like, when they come out. They're like, ho, 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 hey, hey, hey.
What do you got?
Hey, I feel like it's trash day. And so I swear, and I know I say this every time, but I'm taking out the cans, and I'm like, I hear, and I was like, oh, dude, that's a bear for sure. So I'm like running with trash cans. Like that's gonna help, right?
Yeah.
Is that bear in the picture? Is he asleep?
No, he's walking.
He's walking?
Did you not see him? He's on.
I didn't see the video.
There's no video.
It's just a picture.
Yeah, he's just standing.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. I thought he was lying down or something.
What?
Yeah, so
you might want to go to Cutarelli again.
Well, I'm just bringing it up.
He's blatantly standing on fours. Like, I don't know why
I couldn't tell. It was.
Did you guys think that he was sleeping at all?
No.
No, I didn't know.
You need to go back.
I apologize.
No,
I'm
saying you need to go
Keepers.
Back. I'm saying you need to go back to Cutarelli.
Okay, all right. I'll go back and get my eyes checked. I just saw it on my feed, and I was just flipping through real fast.
Uh-huh.
And I thought maybe, and I saw you said something about sleep in your post.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, must be a bear sleeping.
Yep.
There you go. We have a lot on the way today. We have Post Malone tickets to give away. That Jelly Roll show, Posty and Jelly Roll. They're going to be at the Mile High or in Power Field, I guess I should call it.
Yep.
We got tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:30 this morning. And a lot more on the way. It is Thursday already. Man, the week is flying by.
Kind
of like it.
I feel like I have too much to do, though.
Yeah.
It's already getting that time of year where there's so much to do.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. It seems to be piling up fast.
No kidding. But we're going to a market today.
What kind of market?
A Christmas market? Yeah. Yeah, we're going to.
Oh, that'll be fun.
I know, but don't you know how you like make the plans and then you're like, I've got so much to do.
Yeah. Then you schedule something else.
Yeah, exactly. That's like everybody's starting to get together and do all that stuff, but there's like four really great markets going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one downtown, there's the one in Cherry Creek. I can't remember the other two, but there are a bunch of them.
So you're just going to browse?
Yeah, and buy some Christmas crap.
Yeah.
What
you
is
don't know
above
what,
your head?
You just show up, right?
What is above your head? What is
I
that
no
pink
idea.
Thing?
It's one of those, like, the sticky things.
Maybe we had an explosion in here.
No, that's weird. It just caught my eye.
Looks like shrapnel.
I'm like, look, squirrel.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So you don't really have a list of that. That's the way you go to a market, though.
Well, yeah,
you don't really have a list of things.
We don't know what's going to be there.
It's just in general. Well, I'm going to buy something Christmas.
Yeah, because markets, you have no idea what vendors are going to be there anyway. So it's going to be fun.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, just getting started on a Thursday. Welcome to the program.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show, right here, Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059, here on this Thursday morning. Oh, quickly here, before we get going with the program this morning, I want to remind everybody that the BJ and Jamie Giving Tree, that promotion starts on Monday, which means you'll be able to nominate a family that has children that need toys.
Yeah, so it's a really, really great thing that we do.
We do a great thing.
I didn't mean to say it like that, but that's how it came out, didn't it? It's a really great thing, and these kids, I mean, that time that they open all the presents, like, we all get emotional. We all, like, cry and stuff. It's so amazing.
You shed a tear for sure.
Yeah,
it's so cool. The phase one, which is the nominating of a family. So if you know somebody that maybe lost a job this year or just struggling and they've got children and things are tight and the kids aren't going to get a gift, that's who we're looking for. And you can nominate that family on our website, alice1059.com, and that's the BJ and Jamie page, and that'll start on Monday. Just want to throw that out there for you, okay?
Yep.
All good.
No kidding.
All good. So,
what? I was just thinking about you because I took some notes yesterday about some things that happened during the day.
Yeah.
And One of my notes says, One Direction didn't talk to each other at the funeral, just like Janelle and Peggy.
Yeah, Janelle and Peggy.
You had to hear yesterday's show.
Yeah, it's a long story, though.
But I just now looked down at my notes. I was like, oh, my God. I wrote down, just like Janelle and Peggy. You had to be here yesterday
No, I paused there because I thought you were going to bring up the egg shortage.
Oh, no. I brought it up the other day, but you didn't really want to hear about it.
Well, I was talking about no turkey shortage the other day.
No, I know, and I just added it. And then you're like, nobody uses eggs for Thanksgiving.
Why are you on to me today?
No, you did say that.
I feel like you're on to me today.
No, you did say that.
What did I do?
You did say that.
You know, I said that we were talking about the turkey shortage.
Right, and then I brought up the eggs, and then you're like, well, nobody uses them for Thanksgiving.
I was in the store a couple of days ago, and I was telling Carson off the air that I bought 5 dozen of eggs. Now, I haven't noticed the shortage, but the shortage is out there. Other people are noticing, okay?
It's not because I haven't seen it. It's because of a cage-free rule or something.
I bought 5 dozen eggs because you buy them in those cartons, those crates. I mean, they're consolidated 5 dozen, and it's a saran wrapped and whatever. Man, I got to tell you, it is a challenge to get from the grocery store, from the time you put those in the cart, and home without breaking one. Those things are so flimsy, but I got to have them in that, you know, in that packet, but they're tough to get home.
And there's so many eggs, too.
Spadell, you read to us, what was the situation with the cage-free thing?
In January, in Colorado, all those companies have to have cage-free eggs, so they're starting the transition now, so they can't have, like, they're just building up stock, basically.
And so they have to, like, open up all their cages and let them roam free?
Yeah.
So let me ask you, so the law is nothing but cage-free in stores?
Like cruelty-free eggs, yeah.
Yeah, they all have to be roaming around.
Why?
No.
Because it's cruelty-free, man.
Because chickens deserve to be free.
Because we need happy chickens.
They're going to be happy, yeah. It's like the happy cows.
Dude, you can walk 10 feet and buy hamburger meat. That animal was slaughtered.
Well, no, I know, but there, a lot of them
it's
are happy.
Happy before yeah, it yeah. gets slaughtered.
They're free range roaming. You yeah. know?
I'm yeah. just saying, it doesn't make sense.
They're having a good time up to that point.
Yeah. Good time. Yeah. Yeah, right. They had a good time up to then. Right. Yeah. We know that, right? We've seen the video.
We know
correct?
It ends bad, but.
I don't understand. Don't they realize?
Well, have you ever been to one? Because we had one by our house, and it is kind of horrible having them in those cages because they have them like 10 deep in one little cage.
They're all just packed
they're
in
all
there.
Just packed in there. It's kind of sad. Actually, it really is. It is actually, yeah. If you
not enough
anyway.
To make me stop eating eggs, though.
Well, you don't have to stop eating them. They just want them to like at least walk around.
How do we know? How
that's
do we
what
know?
I said.
Yeah, yeah. How do we know? How do we know they're walking around?
I know.
So, not in a cage.
I'm sure all those egg farmers are like, yeah. "What? We have to like get land and like let them." Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Just call Longmont Dairy. Their chickens are happy.
Are they?
Well, they got happy cows. Yeah. They got happy cows, so I'm assuming they have happy chickens, right? too. You wouldn't, you know, discriminate between the chickens and the cows, would you?
That's the thing. I guess we did, and that's why yeah. they need them to walk around.
Mm. A lot of eggs are sold this time of year. With Thanksgiving coming up next week, you know, got to have your deviled eggs as a part of the meal, right?
Correct. That's my
favorite.
Man,
oh, man.
Yes.
Hey, a lot of people have chickens in their backyards. Have you noticed
one of my
that?
Neighbors actually I just noticed yesterday has a chicken coop in their backyard. I'm like, are you even allowed to do that?
Yeah,
did
I don't know.
HOA not say anything to them?
I guess not, but we have a pretty strict HOA.
I think it depends on the zoning, right?
Like, yeah, because yeah. some people feel like they draw rats.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
they don't want them in their neighborhoods.
But HOAs can draw their own zoning.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't have to worry about zoning.
And especially
they make their
ours.
Own rules.
They're pretty
yeah,
like
yours
hardcore.
Is pretty strict, but my neighborhood isn't that strict. I mean, it's a volunteer HOA. $75 a year, not a month, a year.
You better be careful because you're going to get rats.
And I think...
Well, luckily, it's like it's at a green belt where we go by, and they just back to the open space.
Uh-huh.
But they're not near us.
Oh, that's good.
So yeah. that is good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that your neighborhood would allow... Ours would never allow it. They would shut you down so fast.
I feel like they're going under the radar. No one's
really?
Turned them in yet.
You yeah. should tell.
I should.
No.
I should write an anonymous letter.
No, they're roaming chickens. So we gotta have those eggs. We got
know,
a shortage,
man.
Pal. In fact, if you need eggs, you might want to go to your neighbor's house.
They're saying yeah. that there's such a shortage now that people are going to local buyers. And so I know that on the way to the cabin, there's a person there. They have the weirdest sign. It says kittens, eggs, and chicks.
Mm. Well, we got a little bit of everything.
I'm not driving up that weird, creepy road.
Yeah.
It's like right yeah. on this weird, creepy road. I'm always like, I wonder what they do
you
up there.
You can't see the end of it.
No. Yeah. I feel like there's like a cult up there. Something. It's bizarre.
You're right. It's good for these farmers, though, that actually are independent. You know, even a company like Longmont Dairy, it's great for them because if you can't find the eggs, you have to buy the more expensive, which cage-free is more expensive. Quite a bit, too.
Yeah, they're saying 36%.
Yeah.
No, 40%. Sorry.
Wow.
It's a lot more.
Yeah,
it's a 40%. Lot. My wife wants cage-free all the time. She wants the brown ones. Okay.
Oh.
She's got a specific one she wants, which I find ridiculous because you can't tell the difference.
Well, I guess the natural eggs you can leave out on the counter forever. And not forever. That's not true. But you don't have to refrigerate them. The natural ones.
I just can't tell the difference when you eat them.
Oh, gotcha.
There's just no difference.
Yeah.
I can't either.
It's all the same to me. It's like, why spend the extra 40%? But hey, to
I
each
wonder
his
if
own.
Those brown ones in the grocery store you can leave on the counter.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they say the ones right. that you buy from, you know, like the Colts.
Yep.
Yeah, you leave them on the counter.
I guess you're not going to find eggs if you're doing your Thanksgiving meal. We'll get the tabloid trash. It's next.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, since we just did egg talk, just a couple of follow-ups. First of all, somebody said just because it says cage-free doesn't mean that they, and you know, this is just from text, so I don't know what kind of knowledge everybody has, but it doesn't mean that they're still not stuffed in a warehouse. It says you need to buy... The label should say pasture raised, because if they're pasture raised, that means they're walking around. But if they're cage free, they could still be out of a cage, but still stuffed together in a warehouse. The other one is because I was talking about that you can keep them, the ones that you buy from farmers, you can put on your counter and they don't have to be refrigerated. That they said is only if you don't wash them because they still have the film from them being, you know, pooped out. They're not pooped out, but you know. And then the film protects them.
Oh,
so they can't be washed. So the ones that are in the grocery store, the brown ones, they have to be refrigerated. So, all right, that's our egg update.
Nice.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, very nice. Very nice. Okay, the Country Music Awards were, in fact, last night. It was kind of wacky. I learned the best way to watch these award shows. What you do is you record them, and then you come back to them, and then you fly through them in like 15 minutes.
100%. And all you do is literally just watch the performance, whatever performance you want to watch. You put it on, stop it, and then if there's an award you want to see, then okay. Right. But it, oh, you just fly through it.
Like amazing. The 3-hour show becomes 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So I passed by people that I didn't really want to see perform, or if they were sucking, I passed by them. But yeah, so that is absolutely the best way. Otherwise, you're just sitting on your ass for 3 hours. Anyway, it was really good, though. I thought they did a great job. There was one that our little group was talking about, and that was Morgan. What was her name?
Megan Maroney.
Yep, that's her name, Megan. Why did I call her Morgan? It is Morgan, isn't it?
Oh, now you got... Hold on.
Yeah, I think it's Morgan.
Morgan Maroney?
Yeah, it's Morgan Maroney. So Morgan Maroney was horrible. She was absolutely... She looked gorgeous, don't get me wrong. She was dressed like a kind of like a Barbie doll. She had this little... I mean, she would look like a Barbie doll, but she... It's like she'd never performed or something.
It was weird.
Right?
And she sounded
like...
It is
Megan. You are right.
And the sound was really bad. It sounded like she was just basically talking.
But
her
it
song.
Was the way she was walking back and forth.
And her dress was a little...
Barbie.
Like, this is kind of pop, like Sabrina Carpenter, not CMAs.
Again, you were right. It's Megan. Sorry. I apologize. Yeah, so this Megan girl, I don't know. That was what I felt like was the worst performance because she looked ridiculous. Jelly Roll and Keith Urban were good, except for Keith Urban got real weird and started playing his guitar like he was like some kind of crazy ass rock star. Yeah. He was like, and he was like leaning back, and Jelly Roll's kind of like, I'm just singing, man.
Yeah, Jelly Roll was just chilling. And then Keith Urban switched guitars in the middle of the performance, and he literally like just chucked it like a football to this guy, and the guy handed him another one.
And then it was weird. There was a guitar solo, and Keith wasn't even playing.
Yeah.
I was like, what is that? So weird. It was really weird. Let's see here. What else? I love Lainey Wilson. Of course, everybody does. I have a couple performances for you. This is Post Malone with Chris Stapleton.
Whisper, pull it over, I said, you're the boss. In a southern draw, said, here's where I get off.
I mean, the performances were just solid. The only one that was weird was Post Malone by himself. He was like screaming. I can't explain it. He was just, it was like he couldn't hear in his headset or something.
I feel like they had some audio issues last night, but also he was performing Yours, which is about his daughter. So I feel like he was starting to tear up a little bit during it, just thinking about her. So he might have just been emotional too.
Maybe that was it, because it was not right. But I love him, and we all know he can sing, but that just was... I don't know.
It wasn't his best.
No, it was not his best. But I didn't know if it was... Maybe you're right. Maybe he was just trying to get past the crying or something. And Jelly Roll. I don't know about you guys, but this song, Liar, we don't play it yet. But this song, Liar, I feel like it was when he was like in a fight with Bunny. I feel like it's about Bunny.
Why is it?
I don't... Because he just is like really angry about it, and he's calling somebody a liar. And I think it was when he was mad at Bunny.
Yeah. Happens at my house.
Right? You just write a song about being a liar?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, here's a little bit of it.
Number you might not be the liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, they try to bring me down. Try to put me under ground. I'm only going higher.
I will say, he looks so much healthier.
He does.
Compared to what he used to look, man. He looks good.
Yeah, but I thought he had lost a lot of weight. And he still
I mean, he's still bigger. You can definitely see it in his face.
Yeah, that's true.
Mentioned that a couple of weeks ago, remember?
Yeah.
I can't tell he's lost that much. He looks healthier to me.
But he does.
They say that he's given up booze and drugs, okay? I read that this morning. He looks slimmer, but he's still got a ways to go.
He needs that semi-glutide shot.
Yeah.
That's what he needs.
I thought he was on that.
Yeah,
well, and he still might be. Who knows? We don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so yeah, it was a really good show. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. There was just awkward moments. I thought Peyton Manning and the guy that you and I don't like was who?
Luke Bryan.
I think they did a great job with Lainey. I think it was cute.
Yeah, those three together were actually really good.
Yeah, it was cute. I didn't really get the end part, but it doesn't matter if you didn't see it, huh? You guys were just like, shut up, I didn't even see it. What are you even talking about?
Yeah, I wonder how many people actually saw it last time.
Yeah,
I didn't see it. I saw the recaps this morning and read different things about it, but I didn't really watch it. I forgot about it.
And then finally, Morgan Whalen. Morgan Whalen was Entertainer of the Year. Unfortunately, Jeff Bridges, it's not his fault. You know, it happens. He called him Morgan Whalen, but it's obviously Morgan Wallen. He won Entertainer of the Year, the big prize, at the very end, and he wasn't even there.
Didn't even show up.
He didn't show up at all.
And he didn't send a video, no nothing.
They didn't go live to him on tour. They didn't issue a statement. He just was not there.
Yeah, and you got to figure that they probably know ahead of time, right?
Oh, yeah.
He just boycotted.
Well, yeah, because they boycotted him. So I think that
he's like, been banned for the last 3 years. And then this year he was allowed to come back, obviously, because he was going to be Entertainer of the Year. But he just didn't show up.
He did not show up.
That'll teach him.
And then finally, I was watching TMZ yesterday, and they're saying that the prosecutors really screwed the case up with P. Diddy, that they have caused trust issues. You know, that the judge said, hey, we don't want to see any of that paperwork that you guys took out of his cell, and that they were basically busted lying because they said, oh, we do a search of all the, it was planned. We did a search of all the cells, and they actually did not. That day was not planned at all. It was specifically for P. Diddy, so it's a big cluster.
Now, is his hearing tomorrow?
Yes.
To try to get out of jail?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think?
I think they'll keep him, but...
Yeah, me too.
But, I don't know. They were just really...
Well, they have so much evidence, though, that supersedes that.
No, they're saying that's the problem. This is what they said. They said that this proves that they don't have a strong enough case. That they don't have a strong enough case at all. They have a lot of allegations, but they don't have a strong enough case to prove.
They have 1,000 bottles of GHB.
I'm just telling you what Harvey said.
And they have video of him beating the crap out of his girlfriend in a lobby, trying to keep her, held her hostage, remember?
I'm just telling you what they said on TMZ. That they said that they absolutely approves that they don't have enough evidence, that they just have allegations, and that's why they went after the notes, because they don't have a strong enough case.
Yeah, they needed more.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have gone in.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. I guess they go in front of a judge tomorrow.
Correct.
He's pleading to get out of jail on certain conditions, and they're going to make that decision tomorrow. I don't think he's going to skate at all. I think he's a big rebel.
I hope not, too.
Yeah, I don't see him. All right.
But they definitely screwed up. That's for sure. All right. Anyway, there you go. Tableau Trash.
All right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, coming up at 7:30 this morning, those hot tickets. Yeah, you can see Post Malone, too, along with Jelly Roll at the stadium. Tickets, 7:30. Big ass tour.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.